Cresta Silks. Cresta Silks. Yes, and that was my first proper job.
Okay, so you finished school by that point.
Oh, yes, 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 okay. Yeah. That was my first proper job, and I was in the office, office girl, drawing, making drawings and keeping record cards of the bought-in dresses from places like Horrocks. Horrocks was the big name in those days, in cotton dresses and so on. Just doing general office work. But my folks, my mother had remarried, and my stepfather worked for ICI, and it wasn't very long before we all left as a family. I was 15 when we left, going on 16, so I wasn't very long at Cresta Silks. I didn't want to go, actually. I did go a bit later, because I went away for Christmas to my boyfriend's family, with my boyfriend's family. And I joined them a bit later. So I left Cresta Silks. But Cresta Silks was a very nice place to work. It was full of all women, although there was a gentleman, Heron, Mr. Heron, was the managing director. Patrick Heron is his son, the painter. And there were a group of people who started the company, and they started it in St. Ives. That was the first shop they had. And then they moved to Welling Garden City and Bond Street. St. Ives, Bond Street and Welling Garden City, those are the three outlets.
Do you know why they chose Welling Garden?
No, I don't know. But it was early days, and there were, there may well have been a special deal going for people to come and bring work here.
Yes.
Because we had this lovely garden city, where the ethos was you lived near your work was pleasant, and the Welling department store, it was a nice shopping centre, and the other shops around drew in customers. So I can imagine that it was a good place to come for those reasons. But Mr. Heron had the last house on Broxwood Lane as you go out. Towards Lemsford, is it Lemsford Hill? To Old Wellin.
The Old Wellin Road. Mm. No, Badger's End.
Is that what it's called? It's on the right.
The one that's on the angle. Is that the one on the angle as you're heading out of town?
It's up and it's into the woods.
Yes.
That's the one. Is Badger's End.
Was Mr. Heron's.
That was Mr. Heron's house. Yes, yes. And at that time, I think Giles was the only boy at home, the child at home. Patrick had gone. However, there we are.
So what was he like?
He was a lovely, gentle, giant of a man. He was very, very tall. He wasn't overweight. He was just statuesque, really. Tall and strong, with a white beard and white hair. And he was a gentleman. He was a gentle creature. And we used to have a dress designer who came in from London, and if you walked in the wake of her, you'd almost asphyxiate from the smell of her strong perfume, wonderful perfume, but overpowering. She really was an autocrat. She didn't exist, nobody else existed, and she would sail around and I suppose leave her designs and so on. I didn't ever talk to her. I was rather in awe of her, really. Because she was such a presence. She was colourful, probably had her nails painted and what. And I know that the perfume was the major memory of her, really.
Always beautifully dressed, I should imagine.
I'm sure she was, But again, the smell overpowered everything. I don't remember.
Major.
But it was good. And Mrs. Zander. Do you remember? Have you heard of Mrs. Zander?
Haven't heard of Mrs. Zander?
Well, in your records, I'm sure you will come across Anita Zander. There's a bench in her memory in Howardsgate, just before you get to Costa's, on the green sward. The Howard's Centre is there, and the road where the taxis are. And across the road, there's a bench there. And Mrs. Zander's memorial plaque is on that, giving her birth. But she was a German refugee who again worked for Cresta Silks. I'm not sure in what capacity, but she was an important member of staff. And another important member of staff was the cook. Oh my word, she made wonderful cakes, which we had with our cups of tea. She made this big tin of sponge cakes, and she'd put coconut icing on top, cut them into slabs, and we'd have these squares of wonderful cake. I I mean, she did wonderful dinners as well, but this cake's the main memory. It was delicious.
That sounds a very convivial place to work.
It was. You know, everybody was very friendly, which is when you have a lot of women. It's only when you have a few you have problems. But
So did you enjoy drawing these designs?
Yes, yes, this is all my artwork around in the room, yes. Yes, yes, I always wanted to do art in some way, but needs must and needed to earn a crust, so I never did get a chance to do anything until I was 60, when I became very ill and I couldn't go back out to work. And then I thought, now's my time. So I started doing some artwork. I never went to school or classes formally because I wasn't well enough. It took a long time. It was cancer and chemotherapy and whatnot. It's a long journey. It's usually 5 years at least. And then I had an accident and broke my pelvis and so on. So that was another 5 years. But I went to workshops and things and learned.
Interesting.
So yes, I did enjoy
drawing. So all from that day, those good days at Cresta Sills, that started quite a passion of yours, by the sound of it.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah. It's always been at the back here. Yes. I've always wanted to do artwork. I've always been interested, always gone to art exhibitions and galleries all my life. Found it fascinating.
Mm. So casting your mind back to those record cards, though.
Oh, yes.
What would they be like? What size were they?
Like a postcard size.
Was it?
With another postcard size. One with details on and then one with a drawing on. And they'd be clipped together and put into record boxes. So it wasn't a huge amount.
Was it black and white drawings, then?
Pardon?
Was it sort of pen and ink?
Oh, it was just drawings, yes. Just pencil drawings. I don't remember any colour. But again, it was a long time ago. Yes. Mr. White was our office manager, very nice man from Cornwall. He came along with them when they moved here. Very amiable man.
What was the aim of having this collection of Horrocks
drawing
cards and drawings?
Not just Horrocks. Any clothes that were not made by Cresta Silks but bought in from other manufacturers. So they kept a drawing so they could recognise the drawing. Possibly pieces of material. I think that might give them a clue to the colours. This is very hazy, I'm afraid, but it was a record I kept of inbought items. It was just a record of what they'd bought in.
Which Cresta would then sell on direct, would they, to
yes,
customers?
They were going to their shops.
Okay.
Yes. I think we were the head office. The others were just shops, Bond Street and St Ives, by that time.
Yes.
When in Garden City was the factory, the main offices, and that's where, I should imagine, the records were kept.
Oh, which prompts me nicely to show you the picture that we have of, I presume, is this a production line, maybe, at Cresta?
Oh, yes, all the machines and the girls sewing. Oh, I wish I had gone in with them. That would be lovely.
You'd have enjoyed that, would you?
I would have, but, you know, I wasn't knowledgeable enough to know what to do for the best. If only I knew then what I know now. Yes, that looks lovely. I don't recognise anybody, but it might have been before my time.
Yes, that was
essentially what it was like. Yes, with the big windows.
It looks a hive of activity, doesn't it? Rather than much chatting going on in this particular photograph.
Well, I think everybody would chat while they're working. You probably don't see them. Maybe for the purposes of the photograph, I don't remember it being deathly quiet. Not that they went into the workshop often.
Okay.
Not at all, because the offices were, I believe they were above.
So you were in the same building, but they'd ever had like a mezzanine floor.
They must have had something of the sort, because we were there were steps to go up.
So would Mr. Heron's office be near you then?
Yes. I should imagine so.
Can you remember what it was like?
No, I can't really, but it wasn't smart. It wasn't terribly smart. I think it was just business-like, all that you needed and no more. And, you know, when I left, they did have some old things in boxes, a lovely cardboard box this size, which was a cardboard box up to there, and then the lid was the same, a little bit larger, but the same depth, and it would go down and sink down. Everything was kept away from moths and things like that. They were really good boxes, and I was given one when I was ruffling in them. I probably knew what stock we had and so on. And when I left, I had a silk net skirt. It might have been a dress, which I took the top off, but it had pencil pleats, You know, it had, it was multi-layered, and it had, you know what I mean by pencil, skirt, and it was silk net, and I took that away with me, and I made a little velvet, black velvet top, and that was my dance outfit for going to a ball at Durham Castle when I was 16.
Lovely. What colour was it?
Black and white. It was white, the net base was white, and I made a black velvet top to go with it.
Sounds a beautiful leaving gift.
Well, I'm not sure that it was a leaving gift. I think I just asked if I could have it, you know. They didn't really give it to me as such, but it wasn't, it wasn't, it was stuff they weren't going to use or whatever. So that's the thing I remember. I don't believe that I had a leaving gift. I probably hadn't been there long enough.